listen when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. And you keep thinking that you'll never get burned. Ha! I just found me a brand new box of matches, yeah. And what he knows you ain't had time to learn. These boots are made for walking, and that's just what they'll do. One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you. Are you ready, Boots? Start walking.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Music Kenosha.
And WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Steve Kathan. A vote to end the government shutdown failed today in the Senate. Democrats holding firm to demands to fund health care subsidies. So thousands of federal workers are planning for life without a paycheck. Some have been furloughed. Others will work without pay. Johnny Jones is with the union representing TSA employees.
We're going to go into work for not knowing how long we're going to be working without receiving our normal paycheck. And that's going to be a challenge for a lot of employees, as most of us live paycheck to paycheck.
Well, CBS's Natalie Brand is at the White House.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune has signaled there are ongoing conversations with rank-and-file Democrats in an effort to convince them to break with party leadership and support the GOP's short-term funding measure.
Well, it ends when the Senate Democrats pick this bill up.
Democratic leaders say they're standing firm that a negotiation has to address their concerns over health care cuts and extending enhanced health care tax credits under the Affordable Care Act.
What gives us the ability to win this argument with the American people is we're standing for what they want with health care.
The U.S. Supreme Court's allowing Lisa Cook to remain as a Federal Reserve governor for now. The court's declining to act on the administration effort to immediately remove her. The new Texas congressional maps that President Trump hopes will create five more Republican seats in the 2026 midterms are getting a court hearing, as we hear from KRLD reporter Chris Fox.
A three-judge federal panel in El Paso will hear six combined lawsuits claiming the Republican-drawn maps were illegally racially gerrymandered. Attorney Nina Perales represents the Hispanic civil rights group LULAC.
If you're targeting a district because of its minority composition, that's unconstitutional.
Republican State Rep Todd Hunter authored the redistricting bill.
We are allowed to draw congressional districts on the basis of political performance.
In New York City, an incinerator shaft collapsed in a 20-story apartment building in the Bronx. Officials say no one was hurt. It may have been triggered, they say, by a gas explosion. A new report finds Switzerland's melting glaciers are disappearing at a rate faster than first thought. CBS's Michael Toscano.
This is what a shrinking glacier sounds like. The process speeding up as the climate warms. It's the rapidly retreating Morderache Glacier in the Swiss Alps, the sound captured by French recording artist Ludwig Berger. Between 2015 and 2025 alone, the glaciers shed 24% of their volume, according to GLAMOS. Scientists warn that Switzerland's glaciers could all but disappear by the end of this century.
And checking Wall Street, the Dow is down 31 points. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. A Burlington man is accused of threatening a judge. A criminal complaint says 38-year-old Timothy Fessenmeyer faces charges for threatening Racine County Veterans Treatment Court officials. During a jail phone call, he allegedly made violent threats, including choking the judge and shooting court staff. The threats came after his Huber release rights were taken away due to violations. Public feedback on a public park is being gathered in Racine County. A public listening session next Monday will give people in Wind Point and beyond a chance to chime in on plans for the 9-hole golf course there. Leopold Johnson and the Kaiser Golf Group will share project details and hear what the public thinks about plans for a rehab. There may be village board members there, but no official decisions are planned at the event. The goal is to drive new energy into the city-owned golf course and make it a better spot for golfers. Big changes are here for people that use Wisconsin's WIC program. The state's health department says the changes will offer recipients expanded food choices, more options for special diets, and additional support for healthy eating habits. Among the changes are an extra $3 for fruits and vegetables, more options for infant food, and more whole grain options for women who are pregnant, breastfeeding, or postpartum. Although the Caledonia Plan Commission approved the Microsoft Data Center project, it still requires multiple approval from village and state agencies. Even if it does get approved, it could be 2 to 3 years before work starts due to the necessary environmental and zoning reviews. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
After further review, hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers coaching staff reviewing the tape of Sunday night's game in Dallas, in which Green Bay kicked a field goal with 1 second left, ending in a tie. Matt LaFleur admits that was poor clock management.
Just looking at the clock, I'm like, oh my God, there's going to be no time left. It's a very humbling experience to go through that. It's unacceptable, quite honestly. And there's nothing we can do about it now other than we better learn from it, everybody.
The Packers have the week off before hosting the Bengals Sunday, October 12th. NBA, Bobby Portis says, after meeting with Bucks GM John Horst and coach Doc Rivers, he decided to stay in Milwaukee.
Being able to have that open dialogue, open communication with John, open communication with Doc, it's been a great experience for me being here in Milwaukee. Definitely would have been weird going to another franchise, and so I'm happy I'm here.
That's Bucks forward Bobby Portis with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. If you like to ride, this is some of the most enjoyable weather of the year. The temps are cooler and the scenery is just about as beautiful as it gets. But make sure that you keep your focus on the road ahead, because a motorcycle accident can happen in a split second. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any type of accident, phone the Lawyer Who Rides, the Hog Lawyer, at 888-999-6644. He's definitely the guy you want on your side. Call or visit him today at hoglawyer.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today, with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny, with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
Here we go. Here's another multi-state keyword that could help you win the Go for the Green and Gold Text to Win contest. Just for entering, you could win indoor club seats to the Minnesota Green Bay game in November. But if your name is drawn randomly after you enter, you could win $200 at the end of the day. That's the green part, and gold jewelry too. Green and gold. See what we did there? So the word is fire. F-I-R-E. You use the Civic Media app because that's the easiest way to do it. F-I-R-E is what you enter, and you could win the goodies. Good luck with that from WRJN.
She's got a ticket to ride. It's WRJN. Sometimes you hear a Beatles song, and if you're lucky, it sounds brand new. And boy, does that sound great.
Whoa, oh, mercy, mercy me. All things ain't what they used to be now. Where did all the blue skies go? Poison is the wind that blows from the north and south and east. On the oceans and upon our seas, fish full of mercury.
Memorial Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
Could hide 'neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it stings. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and our good time starts and ends without dollar one to spend. But how much, baby, do you
is such an easy thing to do.
Everybody plays the fool. I'm Dan Marcus. Good morning. Thank you for being here. Appreciate it. Kurt Volman's not here. He's not going to be here. Cindy Huber filling in for him. That means she's got chores. 5 o'clock class reunion chores today, featuring the class of 66. This afternoon, Cindy Huber filling in for Kurt today on WRJN.
You want something fresh? How about signature subs and chef salads from Lee's Deli? Just the way you like them. At Elite Mini Market, Taylor Mart, Kinsey Corner, and now inside Workforce Development, 1717 Taylor Avenue. Or swing by the shop on Washington for even more mouthwatering options, like giant party subs perfect for your next luncheon or tailgate. Ordering's easy with the Lee's Deli mobile app. More reward points mean more perks. Lee's Deli, for over 50 years serving Racine one meal at a time.
It's time to take back your freedom. Easy Mobility Solutions has the ideal ride for any season. Golden and Pride mobility scooters, power chairs, and lift recliners. Lightweight, durable, portable, affordable. Live life on your terms. Don't let mobility hold you back. Come in and test drive today. Visit Easy Mobility Solutions across from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine. Mention this ad today and save $100 on any mobility scooter, power chair, or lift recliner. Easy Mobility Solutions. Freedom starts here.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
What was that?
That is Business Phone Bliss with the Ooma Cloud Phone System. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very...
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business comm at ooma.com/radio.
It's the Eco Minute, powered by Clean Wisconsin, your environmental voice since 1970. I'm Amy Berrio. A step forward for clean energy in Wisconsin, the Public Service Commission has approved its first wind farm in 14 years. The Badger Hollow Wind Energy Center will be built in Iowa and Grant counties. At the same meeting, commissioners also approved a new solar farm in Walworth and Jefferson counties. It might be fall, but it sure doesn't feel like it. Some Wisconsin communities like Milwaukee have already seen record highs, and that's bad news for our fall colors. Experts with the Wisconsin State Climatology Office say warm fall nights mean more muted leaf colors. And yep, climate change is making our nights hotter and hotter. Right now on the Defender podcast, AI data centers are racing ahead in Wisconsin, but staggering energy and water demands raise serious questions. Tune in for an in-depth discussion on data center secrets at cleanwisconsin.org or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on WRJN. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club-level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us. Our goal for the green and gold sponsors are Royal Construction, Building Dreams Together, and Vessel Services, roofing repairs and replacements that restore peace of mind.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
Timeless Hits, WRJN. Same group that gave us Give Me a Ticket for an Aeroplane, Box Tops.
When I think about the good love you gave me, I cry like a baby. Living without you is driving me crazy. I cry like a baby. Well, I know now that you're not a plaything, not a toy or a puppet on a string. As I look back
WRJN Radio Park Newsroom. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Public feedback on a public park is being gathered in Racine County. A public listening session next Monday will give people in Wind Point and beyond a chance to chime in on plans for the nine-hole golf course there. Leopold Johnson and the Kaiser Golf Group will share project details and hear what the public thinks about plans for a rehab. There may be village board members there, but no official decisions are planned at the event. The goal is to drive new energy into the city-owned golf course and make it a better spot for golfers. Police in Kenosha are asking for help to find a missing 18-year-old woman who may be in danger. Angelnet Byram was last seen last Friday afternoon at the ECLA Outreach Center in Kenosha on 26th Avenue near 62nd. She's described as black, 5'6", with short black hair and an afro or twists. She was wearing a tan dress when she went missing. Police say Byram is cognitively delayed and may be in Milwaukee. Anyone with information is urged to contact the Kenosha Police Department. Even though the Caledonia Plan Commission said yes, the Microsoft Data Center isn't a done deal. The project still needs several more rounds of approval from village officials as well as sign-offs by state agencies and regional planning groups. Experts say reviews by the DNR and the Southeastern Wisconsin Regional Planning Commission are still ahead. The company also has to get permits and complete a master site plan. That process is designed to address environmental, zoning, and infrastructure questions before any construction can start. If everything does end up getting approved, shovels may not go into the ground for 2 to 3 years. Where wolves have gone is up for debate with new numbers from the DNR. Joanne Krulatz has more.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released its wolf population estimates for 2025. According to the data release, the DNR estimates that there are approximately 1,200 gray wolves in the state this year. The total is about 100 fewer than 2024 estimates, which wildlife researchers say could be a sign of the wolf population reaching its capacity. Managing the wolf population has been a controversial topic, especially in northern Wisconsin, where farmers have complained of the wolves targeting their livestock.
And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with a high right around 71 this afternoon. The wind out of the east at around 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly cloudy, 60. Tomorrow, sunny, 75. Then on Friday and Saturday, mostly sunny with a high of 83 both days. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Oh, it's so nice to be with you. I love all the things you say and do. And it's so nice to hear you say you're gonna tease me in every way. Honey, I got the notion you're causing commotion in my soul. Baby, you and me have got something that's real. I know it's gonna last a lifetime.
Hits, WRJN. If you missed the keyword that I gave you earlier this hour, where were you? I'll give it to you again. It's FIRE, F-I-R-E. That's what you text to us before 2 o'clock, because that's when that word expires. There'll be more later this afternoon in the 3, 5, and 7 o'clock hours today. Good luck with them all, WRJN.
I dig rock and roll music and I love to get the chance to play
and sing it.
I figure it's about the happiest sound.
Friend,
News, Timeless Hits, WRJN. Coming up, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one probably coulda, shoulda been a top 10 song, but it stopped at like number 29 or something like that. And because a lot of radio stations wouldn't play it because of one word that it had in it. Now, some stations edited that word out. Other stations just refused to play it. Some stations did play it. I'm going to be a rebel and play the version with the word. And that's coming up next. I'm such a rebel. The Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget on the way next on WRJN.
Today's big deal of the day, Beyond the Board in Brookfields. The board game cafe packed with timeless classics and new releases. Join open game night tonight at 5 p.m. Make some new friends. While you play, enjoy delicious pizzas, hot apps, fresh subs and salads, and your favorite beverage. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the big deals banner and purchase $25 worth of gift certificates for just $6.25. Today only at WRJN Big Deals.
At Papa John's, get your everyday favorites for just $6.99 each when you order two or more items from the Papa Pairings menu. When you order more, you save more. Choose from medium one-topping pizzas, boneless or traditional wings, papadillas, breadsticks, cheese sticks, garlic knots, and desserts. It's easy to order all your favorites when they're just $6.99 each. So the next time your friends come over to eat your food, check out the Papa Pairings menu to save. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
Tired of living with pain? Pope Family Chiropractic believes your body deserves to feel its best naturally. They offer fast and effective relief for headaches, sciatica, back pain, and can also give you a complete care plan to address a wide range of symptoms. Pope Family Chiropractic accepts most insurances, but also offers cash discounts for uninsured or high deductibles. Stop by to book your same-day appointment at Pope Family Chiropractic, located at 414 6th Street, downtown Racine, or look them up at drpope.net. Relief is just a call away.
At Hazelden Betty Ford, treating mental health isn't just about breaking old patterns, it's about braving new ones. As the leader in alcohol and drug treatment for 75 years, we know caring for addiction, anxiety, depression, and trauma goes hand in hand. We're here for you with new tools when life breaks down. Discover your path to better mental health at hazeldenbettyford.org/Wisconsin. Sponsored by Hazelden Betty Ford Foundation.
Let's open up the vault door. And we're in for another Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget, a song that hasn't been on the radio for a while. And this one, very well-known group. The group is Blood, Sweat, and Tears. They had an amazing year in 1970. They had hits like And When I Die and Heidi Ho on the charts. A couple of big albums, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, their second album. And their third one came out that year. Third one contained a song called Lucretia McEvil, which stopped at number 29 on the top 40 charts. Because some radio stations wouldn't play it because it had the word damn in it. And it's not that it had just had the word damn in it, but David Clayton Thomas, kind of, you know, the lead singer of the band, he really leaned into the word when he sang it. So I'm going to play the version with the word, which is probably acceptable these days compared to back then. Lucretia McEvil, this afternoon's Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nuggets on WRJN.
Tail shaking, home breaking, trucking through town, each and every country.
evil woman, child. Devil got you loose under lock and key. Ain't about to set you free. Signed, sealed, and witnessed on the day you were born. No use trying to fake him out. No use trying to make him out. Soon he'll be taking out his cue. What you gonna do?
So damn
Lucretia McEvil, the Dan Marcus Wax Museum Nugget for this afternoon. And we'll have another one tomorrow morning because that's what we do on WRJN. If you missed the keyword, I'll give it to you one more time. Get it to us before 2 o'clock. It is fire, F-I-R-E. Cindy Huber is filling in for Kurt Volman again today, and she's next on WRJN.
I met a gentle barrel queen in Memphis. She tried.
WZTI Greenfield.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Cammy McCormick. There was a vote today in the Senate to end the government shutdown. It failed. But CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns reports there may be indications of some sort of compromise.
We've been watching the Senate floor during that last vote, and there was a bipartisan group kind of huddling on the floor. And we have been learning from our reporting that there are discussions underway for an even shorter term bill that might at least get the government back open and have those conversations about health care. Now, these are just preliminary readouts from these huddles, but it does give us a sign that there are conversations happening.
In the meantime, federal workers are caught in the middle. Terrence Johns is a USDA employee in New Orleans. He remembers the last shutdown, which lasted 35 days.
You would think that debt holders would understand, hey, you're on furlough and all of that, but a lot of us had to go out and pick up extra jobs during that time. I hope they would keep in mind, you know, our elected officials, you know, on both sides of the aisle, that we have people that are in these federal jobs helping to make America run.
The political finger pointing continues in Washington. At the White House moments ago, Vice President J.D. Vance.
Our troops are not getting paid starting today because of the Chuck Schumer wing of